Well, how's that right tackle battle going?
They're competing. They're competing. Matter of fact, they're all giving great effort. They're competing really well. They compete in the weight room. They compete on the field. They compete in the classroom, you know, which is a good thing, especially for the young guys. And they're asking intelligent questions, which is good. And they're seeing the field, which is even better. Sometimes they see the whole field. Sometimes they don't. Okay, but they're doing a good job.
Why did it make sense for this team to invest so much on the interior of the offensive line this offseason?
Well, they drafted a first-round pick, and they got Joe Thomas on the outside. Okay, so you're trying to solidify the edges of the defense. Okay, now you don't want it to get pushed from the inside. Okay, so and the center has to control everything. The center is like the quarterback before the quarterback gets into the huddle. So he has to put everybody where they need to be, when they need to be there, based off what he sees in the coverages, based off what he sees by linebacker alignments, defensive alignments, all that stuff. He's got to get everybody in the right spots. So getting those two guys to solidify the inside and not get the push, okay, and signing Joe Batonio back, I thought was a really smart move. Well, you guys are quiet.
No. Listen, we've covered Joe Thomas since the day,
forever, right?
Day one. He's not missing anything.
What? No, he's good. He's good. Matter of fact, I like talking to Joe because he likes talking football. You know what I mean? You know, and he's got other things he does in life, but he likes to talk football, which is great. He'll just come in and sit down. Okay, let's start talking about this technique, that technique. I say, okay, Joe, this is what I see. How this looks over here. What does it look like to you? So you kind of bounce ideas off each other, which is great. You know what I mean? I got information that he gets out of me, and he's got information that I'm going to pull out of him.
Not really Joe Thomas, I guess, everybody says how great he is. But when players have different offensive line coaches, like every other year or every year, and you guys teach different techniques, how does their mind not get all cluttered with different coaching?
Well, here's the deal, guys. Man has been around for 200,000 years. You guys buy that? Man's been on the planet for 200,000 years. The body still works the same way. It hasn't changed in 200,000 years. So the techniques that we teach are going to be based on how the body works. There's really nothing. The next guy comes in. We may change the language, but the actual technique and how the body work maintains the same. Because the body doesn't change. The body's been the same way. I mean, maybe we got a little better looking. Maybe. Some of us have. Some of us haven't. Okay? But for 200,000 years, your joints work the same way. Like, I can make you stronger. You won't lift the weight. Okay, yeah, put your arm out. Right, see like this? I'm going to pull it down. Right, you stop me. Right? Mm-hmm. See how it goes down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pull it up. Now, just put your thumb up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pull it down. You stop me. Ready?
Yeah.
Did you get stronger?
Yeah.
You didn't lift the weight.
Right.
Okay? Well, there's probably 10 things I do with him with the body to demonstrate. Put your arm, put your elbow in here. Keep it tight. Keep your thumb up.
Yeah.
Now pull it down. And hold it.
Yeah.
I made him stronger. He hadn't lifted one weight in the last 5 seconds, right?
Right.
Well, you show them the different things and how the body works. Like, look how everybody's standing. Everybody here, look at your feet. Most people standing here are standing with their feet pointed out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the way the body's made. That's the way it's supposed to work. Okay, if you put your feet straight, okay, and try to turn your hips to the right, turn your hips to the left, it locks your hip up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't step and move. Okay, so you watch the line get down in a stance, watch through the league, everybody's like, hey, that's how the body works the best. That's new, just how the body works. So we try to adapt the blocking techniques and how the body works, right, for 200,000 years. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks this is new. No, it may be a new line call. What they may have called bounce, we may call something else. That's what he's learning. He's learning the language, really not the techniques.
How challenging for you to get your five guys working in sync?
In one heartbeat, that's always a challenge.
Several of them, you know, really not, you know, Joel really not there yet, and, you know.
They're in the meetings. They may not be side by side out there walking through it, but now I got Joel back for a couple walkthroughs, okay? But they're in the meetings learning it, okay? So the vision and the calls and the things they, you know what I mean? And sometimes we step through it, you know, so it's not going to take them long to get back in the fold. Especially, they're good professionals. You know what I mean? They know how to act as good professionals.
Could you give us a brief history of your hobby as a magician? Your interest in it? Where it's come from?
Oh, there's a lot of hobbies I have. That's one of them. years ago, I visited the sick kids in the hospitals. Okay, this started way back in the late 80s, and then we were at the Jets, and we had a play. I can't remember if it was Buffalo or Kansas City in St. Louis, because St. Louis lost their team to Arizona. So they put us up. It was the last preseason game, and they put us up in Union Station, and they get us there on Friday afternoon. Well, there's nothing to do. And if they're a preseason game, the last preseason game of the season, we're playing the game 7:30 on a Saturday night. So I walk around Union Station, and there's a Magic store. So I stop, and Sam Weiss, when I was with the Bengals, he's into Magic. So he taught me a few little Magic tricks. Well, I stop at this Magic store, and I get three tricks to show the kids. I buy three of them. Well, 25 plus years later, I've got 150 books, DVDs, videos. I've been on stage twice with David Copperfield. It's kind of a neat deal. You know, you work in front of 85,000 to 100,000 people, you don't think anything of it. I got on stage with David Copperfield. I was like a little kid looking under the stage. Hey, this is great. You know what I mean? So that's how it all started. And then just got to kind of gets out of hand. You know what I mean? It just kind of gets out of hand. So I started coaching Pop Warner football. Right? I spent 30 years in professional football. But I started coaching Pop Warner football. That got out of hand, you know?
Have you ever made anything disappear?
I'm trying to make the defenses disappear. It doesn't always work that way.
And have you done any shows for the guys here yet, or is that the...
Yeah, I do magic tricks for the people around. You know, I think the defensive backs really think it's real. You know what I mean? I think they really believe in it. So
And you did do some of that at the Combine. Correct?
Yes.
Prospects?
Yes.
And the point?
Well, it wasn't, that's what everybody gets that wrong. That wasn't magic tricks, okay? I used a deck of cards, okay? But it was, we call it the MRT test, okay? You got to see it, you got to remember it, okay? And then you got to put it into use, okay? So you have to, you take cards 1 through 9. I just use a deck of cards because it's easy, and everybody was, I think I was doing magic tricks. I wasn't. You take a deck of cards and you put the numbers face up, you know, three across the top, and however order you want to put them in. Then the player or the prospect, he has to remember the numbers, and then in so many seconds, say it's 15 seconds, okay? And then I turn them face down, okay? Then I'll tell them, you know, pick up all the cards, all the even cards, low to high. Pick up all the odd cards, high to low. Pick up two cards that equal to 6. Pick up another two cards that equal to 6. Pick up three cards that equal to 11. So he has to process the information. He has to see it like he would on a field. He has to process in the information, and now the ball's coming up. So you only got a few seconds to do that. So if they can do that, okay, then I keep with them. If they can't do that, like I give them 9 of the things to do, and if they get 1 or 2, the red flag comes up. He can't process the information fast enough to get there, especially at this level, okay? You know, a lot of the colleges are running those spread offenses. Well, they got 4 running plays and 2 protections. Well, they get it done. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Over here, we may have 21 protections and 25 runs. And the defense has 17 different coverages they'll show in your one game. So it's a little different. Okay. That's what that was for.
Hey, with Batonio, is he locked in a guard, or would you give him a look at tackle?
Well, who's locked into what positions, you don't know. You just stop practice. Okay? So I'm going to put 5 guys out there. Who the ending 5 guys are, we'll know until after training camp. I'm not going to say everybody's penciled in. You know what I mean? I know you guys know Joe, okay? But you got to prove yourself, too. You know what I mean? You still have to prove yourself. You got to block the guy. Even the guys that we just brought in as free, you know, the free agent guys we just signed, they still have to line up and block the guy. If they go through the whole training camp and don't block the guy, obviously we're not going to put him on the field. That's the common sense stuff.
Would you give him a look at right tackle?
Who, Joel?
Yeah.
Only in an emergency situation.
Can you tell us your thought process of coming back to the NFL to be with Hugh? And was it an easy decision, or, I mean, what went through your mind?
Actually, I like the challenge. You know what I mean? The program's where it is, okay? And now you've got a challenge as me, as a coach, especially with the line, what I saw on film last year, okay, to take that and make those 5 guys play it in one hot beat and get from 1-15 and get to the playoffs. You know what I mean? So that's a real challenge for me personally and the rest of the coaches and staff and the players. Okay, obviously for you guys, then that's what you'd like to see happen. Okay, so that's what we strive to do. That's what we're working to do. Okay, so that, you know, and at my age, you know, this is my, don't know, if you caught all the part-time years with the Bengals and you count the years in hand, the kids in Canada, it's probably my 33rd year, 32nd year in professional football. And I started in Pop Warner. Pop Warner, junior high school, college, pro football. So this is my actually 47th year of coaching. So the challenge to do it is really great. You know what I mean? It's still fun. It's a passion that you have in your heart to do the sport. It's not the money. When you first started to play, right? What, you didn't get paid, but you had a passion to play. Well, same thing when I first started to coach. And I was a player, and then I became a coach. And, well, it was fun to coach. And it's still fun to coach. It's still a passion you have for what you do. They give me money. That's a bonus. You know what I mean? I coach if they didn't pay me. Don't tell them that. Get that out of there, okay? So, but you understand it's a passion for what you do. Some of you guys are going to be Pulitzer Prize. You know, who's going to write what? You don't know who it's going to be. You don't know how far it's going to go, you know? So you go, and you have fun with it. You know? You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. They all don't play good all the time. You like them too? Yeah, that's not realistic. You work to get them to do that. It's like the same day. You guys go to work, you have bad days. Right? Some days I come to work, we have bad days. You know, I'm not going to let that affect the next day. You know what I mean? You got to learn to get rid of it. That's the toughest thing to teach the players, is how to stay in the moment. You know what I mean? You got to get rid of the bad plays and play the next play. It's the only thing that matters.
When you look at 66 sacks given up by this team last year, what do you see as an offensive line?
Well, there's a lot of things. The reason you give up 66 sacks, it's just not the offensive line. Okay. The quarterback has to release the ball at the right launch point. The receivers have to get to the right depth. The tight end has to block the right guy. The backs have to go the right way. So when you're saying the 66-6 was a total, and the offensive line, I mean, where's Doug? He played down there, right? So we're going to get blamed for everything that happens that goes wrong, okay? Anything that goes wrong, when that receiver drops that ball, 30 guys down, that's our fault, okay? This comes back to us, okay? So it's just not the line giving up all sacks, it's the coordination of the whole thing, okay, that's going to reduce the sacks.